Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. But of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Musical Artist of the Week, Pitbull and Dolly Parton. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with author Nikki's dad discussing the book, The Warrior Within. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, Biden marks Earth Day announcing $7 billion in federal solar power grants. President Joe Biden marked Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in federal grants for residential solar projects serving 900,000-plus households in low- and middle-income communities while criticizing Republicans who want to gut his policies to address climate change. The Democrats seeking re-election this year took aim at the supporters of former President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again movement. My MAGA Republican friends don't seem to think it's a crisis, Biden said Monday at the Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia. They actually want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, which provides the funding for the vast majority of these projects and roll back protections for clean air and clean water. The Biden administration also announced plans to expand its New Deal-style American Climate Corps Green Jobs Training Program. The solar grants are being awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency, which unveiled the 60 recipients on Monday. The projects are expected to eventually reduce emissions by the equivalent of 30 million metric tons of carbon dioxide and save households $350 million annually, according to senior administration officials. Biden's latest environmental announcements come as he is working to energize young voters for his re-election campaign. Young people were a key part of a broad but potentially fragile coalition that helped him defeat then-President Trump in 2020. Some have joined protests across the country of the administration's handling of Israel's war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Senior administration officials said young Americans are keenly invested in the Biden climate agenda and want to help enact it. The Climate Corps initiative is a way, the officials said. Solar energy is gaining traction as a key renewable energy source that could reduce the nation's reliance on fossil fuels, which emit planet-warming greenhouse gases. Not only is it clean, but solar energy can also boost the reliability of the electric grid. In more national news, pro-Palestinian protests sweep U.S. college campuses following mass arrests at Columbia. Columbia canceled in-person classes, dozens of protesters were arrested at Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public on Monday as some of the most prestigious U.S. universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israel's war with Hamas. The various actions followed the arrests last week of more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's green as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining a safe and inclusive campus. In addition to the demonstrations at the Ivy League schools, pro-Palestinian encampments have sprouted up on other campuses, including the University of Michigan, New York University, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The protests have pitted students against one another, for pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe, and point out that Hamas is still holding hostages taken during the group's October 7th invasion. In more national news, with homelessness on the rise, the Supreme Court weighs bans on sleeping outdoors. The Supreme Court wrestled with major questions about the growing issue of homelessness on Monday as it considers whether cities can punish people for sleeping outdoors when shelter space is lacking. The case is the most significant to come before the High Court in decades on the issue and comes as record numbers of people are without a permanent place to live in the United States. It started in the rural Oregon town of Grants Pass, which began fining people $295 for sleeping outside as the cost of housing escalated and tents sprung up in the city's public park. The town appealed to the High Court after the San Francisco-backed U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals found that banning camping in places without enough shelter amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. The justices appeared to be leaning toward a narrow ruling in the case after hearing arguments that showed the stark terms of the debate over homelessness in western states like California, which is home to one-third of the country's homeless population. And finally, in business news, Wall Street climbs to kick off a big week for earnings reports, says the Associated Press. U.S. stocks climbed on Monday and clawed back a chunk of their losses from last week, which was the worst for the S&P 500 in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% to recover more than a quarter of last week's rout. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 253 points, or 0.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.1%. The rally was widespread, and most stocks across Wall Street rose. In the S&P 500, technology stocks led the way to bounce back from their worst week since the COVID crash of 2020. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. You can't control what others do today, but how you react to it is totally in your control. Show by example that living an inspired life is possible and contagious, so choose to pass it on. Have an amazing Tuesday. Pitbull and Dolly Parton are artists of the week. This week here is Powerful Women, right here on Conversations Daily News.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey.
And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No man at home, raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. All my powerful women. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 24/7, 365, working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They left your dreams just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams you never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with the love of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working
9 to 5. My pleasure. Dolly.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author Nikki's dad in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your entertainment spotlight. Author Nikki's dad joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his writing journey and the book The Warrior Within. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Nikki's dad, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
So I think it's so fascinating what you've been able to do in writing a book like The Warrior Within, but also in choosing how you want to be able to speak to the world. So I want to begin there. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to your work, but also the messages you want to share?
It's been enlightening. There have been a lot of stories that I've shared. Not that anybody, I was never expecting anybody to follow the same path, only for them to be able to see that they could connect to something and apply it to their own life and maybe move beyond whatever was blocking them. And when you see or feel that light go off, it's been overwhelming. And again, you're not sitting there with an expectation of a thank you or anything like that. You're just sharing it because you want that person to succeed beyond whatever it is they're struggling with. And that is just refreshing, and being able to share that. And then for them, hopefully, they move beyond, and then they can maybe take their story and share it with someone else.
So I want to ask you, when did you first know that you had something that you wanted to share? I think a lot of people out there, Nikki's dad, will be listening to a conversation like this and think, you know what, I've had these thoughts, I've had these feelings, I've had these, what I see as epiphanies and revelations, and I just wondered if anyone would care. What made you take that step to be able to have the courage to share?
Well, I've had the ideas or the thoughts for easily probably a decade or two, but I would jot stuff down here and there. I guess what the triggering event was, I had actually already started writing. I had completed my first draft of The Warrior Within, and my intention was just to write my own story so that I wouldn't have to go into the verbal explanation with a significant other, because I didn't know if I'd have the emotional strength to do that.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back to get on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, musical artist of the week, and of course, entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.